Gut, der Sich ist Chilik Yudches, Behalo Yisro Sicho Alef. This is a Siche, a Rashi Siche, that is relatively long. So in this first shir, we're going to be discussing more the biur of the Siche, according to Rashi, and Beikir stellen sich on the Inyonim al Pi Halacha, the Inyonim Ufloim al Derech Halacha, that the Rebbe pulls out from this Rashi, the way the Rebbe learns the Rashi. But instead of reading inside, as usual, most of the Ha'aris, in this first shir, we're going to be more giving Hakdamas and the Sikumim for us to navigate properly in this complicated sugi. So in Eifin Klali, we have to be generally mechalik the sugyas in this Sikha in two parts. One part is the different Gedorim and stages of Chinuch, of the Mishkan in general, and the different Kelim, including the Chinuch of the Menorah, Chinuch of the Mizbeach. The other sugya is Benegeya Bichlal Hadlakas HaMenorah, the different halachas and dinim and shittas that are relevant for the mitzvah of Hadlakas HaNeiros of the Menorah in the Mishkan and then the Beis HaMikdash. So to start, the Rebbe's first questions, which we're not going to get into details, but the Rebbe's questions are analyzing the first Rashi. In our Parsha, Lomo Nismacha Parsha Samnei L'Parsha Tzanisim, the Rebbe asks, what's the Kasha Melechatchila? The Rebbe explains that the problem here Rashi has is the fact that Parsha Samnei really should have been written before the Akrova Tzanisim, the Chanukah Samizbeach of the Nisim. And that is because Ha'aleischa, the Eibishter is telling Aaron HaKoyen that he has to light the candles on Yoyim Hashmini LeMiluim, which is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Now, that is before the Nisim came about and brought their Korbanos for the next 12 days of Nisan. So Ha'aleischa, having it written after the whole Parshas Nosoi, where we mentioned the 12 days of Chanukah Samizbeach, is misleading. And that's why Rashi is coming to explain why Taka the Torah puts it at the end and after the Korbanos HaNisim. And Rashi here brings the Medrash. It's taken from Medrash that Aaron HaKoyen Chol Shodaitoi, when he wasn't Kishleoya Imoim Bachanuka, Lehuva Leishivta, Yisoham Lekodesh Baruch Chayecha Shilcho Gdoi LaMishalohem, your mitzvah is bigger than theirs, than the one that the Nisim had. Shato Madliku Meiti Vesamenei. Now, the game changer in this Rashi Sikha, in general, I heard a word from Rabbi Yossi Paltiel, Mashpia. He said that when they used to listen to Rashi Sikhas, there was a clear experience of Chochmah and Bina. There was all the many, many questions, and then the answers, how the Rebbe would go on and answer all the questions one by one. But in between, there was the Nekudas HaChochmah, the turnover, the game changer, from how the general or the lechuradik approach on the Rashi is before the Rebbe's Sikha, the Rebbe's Vort, and then with one Nekuda, the Rebbe changes the whole thing around and slowly answers the questions. So here, the Rebbe is basically, the Rebbe's Chidush, which comes up in Sif Dalet, after the Rebbe brings all the questions, why isn't Aaron HaKoyen, what was the Chathila Mekasavar, the Basefar Kasavar, what was Aaron's problem? He didn't realize what's unique with that Hadlakas HaNeiros. What was the Eibishter Mechadish? The Rebbe also brings other shailas diukim in the Lashon of Rashi. So the Nekuda the Rebbe says is that Aaron HaKoyen was bothered regarding Chinuch, Chanukas HaMishkan, Chanukas HaMizbeach, Chanukas HaMenorah. In other words, he saw the Nisim had a part in the Chanukah, in the Chinuch, and Aaron HaKoyen felt that he and his Shevet, and as the Rebbe explains in Ha'or 22, that he wasn't coming with tainus fakert. He felt that it is his fault because of cheto egel. He felt that maybe there's a roishim of the cheto egel, and that's why he's not allowed to be part of the chinuch hamenorah. And as a result of that, even his shevet is not part of that. So if his shevet is not part of chinuch hamizbeach, what part does he have in chinuch of the mishkan in general? So on that, the Eibishter answered him, he should know you have even a greater chinuch than the chinuch of the nisim. Because you have the chinuch of the menorah. And there the Rebbe goes on and says, hey, pointing out how the words of Rashi, She'ato, Madli Kumeiti, Vesaneiris, are all three pointing out at advantages that the Chinuch HaMenorah of Aaron HaKoyen had over the Chinuch HaMizbeach of the Nesim. We're not going to get into this now. Now, in Sif Vav, here starts where the Rebbe is questioning and answering back and forth, and this will go on from Sif Vav and Sif Zayin, and then it will go into a halacha in Yonim in Sif Chesen on, but really it's all one big sugi. So the Rebbe's question in Sif Vav is basically, again, what was the Kosal Kodaita, what was the Maskon of Aaron HaKoyen, what was the Eibishter's Chidush with telling him that this Chanukah Samaneira is greater? And the Rebbe's answer, in one word, is that the Pashtus Aaron HaKoyen did not think, and Alpi Pashtus, that would be the case, that Aaron HaKoyen's lighting the candles, lighting the Menorah, is not Begeder Chinuch. It is not Begeder Chinuch. And the Chidush, the Eibishter is telling him, is that I, Alpi Hatzivui, I, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'atzma, he decides and establishes that this Hadlokas HaMenorah of Aaron will be a Geder of Chinuch, will be considered the inauguration of the Menorah, and not just for one day, but for all the 12 days. This is a major Chidush that Rebbe learned. It's not clear what's the Hechrich, but the Pashtus, the Hechrich is that the Shilchok Deila Mishalohem, for Aaron HaKoyen's Chinuch to be greater than the others, has to be for 12 days. The Chure, I don't know, Adayin Tzorich Biur, because all Aaron HaKoyen was asking was who veshivtoi. It's enough that he has one day of chinuch, just like all the other nesim had one day in the chinuch hamizbeach. Akoponim, the Rebbe learns that it went on for 12 days. But the nekuda sachidush is that the Eibishter is mechadish against the klalim and establishes that the chinuch of Aaron will be considered chinuch hamenayim. Now, lemaise, from how the Rebbe brings it out in Sifches, we understand that it's not, the Eibishter is establishing that this is a chinuch, this is begeder chanukah, it's not going to be a gzeira sakosu that will go against the klalim of chinuch. Rather, there are klalim the way chinuch works, and the Eibishter's chidush here is that within these klalim, we are giving this hadlokas HaMenorah of Aaron a special status. The main status that the Eibishter is being, that the chidush is here, is like it says in Sif Vav, first column of page 96, the Rebbe says the Ikir, that all the 12 days of Chanukah Samizbeach, all these 12 days, Aaron's Akoyen's Adlaka would be considered the Chanukah Samaneirah. So that's the main Chiddush, that's the Ikir. In Aleph Faber, the Rebbe says also that there's another Chiddush, that although Aaron's Adlaka is coming after Moshe Rabbeinu was already Madlik, nevertheless, the Eibishter is Mechadish, that is considered the Chinuch. Now, we'll analyze a little more this Aleph, this first Nekuda, that there was a Adlok of Moshe Rabbeinu and then the Adlok of Aaron HaKoyen, which is extensively also discussed later in the Siche, in Sif Zayin and Sif Ches. To make a Seder before we get into the Pratim, generally speaking, we find from the Rebbe's Siches, not just this Siche, there's many other Siches that the Rebbe deals with, Yimei Amiluim and Yimei Shmini Limiluim, Chiluk Lamed Aleph, Chiluk Vav, obviously that the Rebbe is Mitzayin here, and another Sichas. Turns out that there are four stages, Beif and Klali. There is Shivas Yimei Amiluim. In Shivas Yimei Amiluim, the Rebbe learned that according to Rashi, the Eibishter, Moshe Rabbeinu, was doing all the Avodos, Hakvois, every day. And the Rebbe goes, the Rebbe proves it from Rashi Pashas Pinchas, that learns that, and that's what the Ramban also says. In basically, the Rebbe learns that all the 7 days of Miluim, everything was being done by Moshe Rabbeinu. The Menorah, and the Korban Tomid, and the Ketores, everything. Now, that is not yet considered at all Chinuch. That's not Begeder Chinuch, that's Shiva Semeh Miluim. And the way the Rebbe establishes usually is that it was all a hechsher. It was all some sichas we talk and learned in Project Kuk, the sichas chelik yudal, chelik yudbeis, when we discussed about Hakamas HaMishkan, the two shittas of the Rashi and Ramban. So in Pikudah Chelik Lamedav, there's also a sicha regarding that, but there's more. The Rebbe learns that all the avoiders that Moshe Rabbeinu was doing Shivas Meah Miluim were begeder of Miluim. It was just something done in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Mishkan, for it to be the basis, the platform for the miluim and the chinuch of Aaron and Bonov. Aaron and Bonov, in other words, it was a din in the koyanim. The koyanim had to go through the chinuch that Aaron, that Moshe Rabbeinu was doing to, for them, and all the avodos were done as a platform for that. Masha'inken comes shi'ei mashmini lemiluim. In mashmini lemiluim, mitamol, we have two aspects. We have two parts in mashmini lemiluim. One is a hemshich of shivas yemei miluim, and the other is the fact that yei mashmini lemiluim is the first day of a proper mishkan of established mishkan of avoda hakvua ledoyus. So in shivas yemei miluim, all that was done was things hayras shah, and even the avodos that were done, just like kotshi doyus, like karban tamid and k'toyus and menorah and all that, it was begedir hayras shah. In other words, like we find that Rashi in Parshas Pinchas learns that the parshan vato tetzave that tells us you have to bring a karban tamid. Rashi says that's a special tzibur for shivas yemei miluim, and from that Moshe Rabbeinu learned that he has to do also all the other avodos. But it's all begedir of shivas yemei miluim. It's a different tzibur. It's a keilu hayras shah. Asha'inken, yim ashmini lemiluim. That's when things started operating in a regular way of kachshei doyros. Elomai, and yim ashmini lemiluim. Obviously, there are two aspects. There's the fact that it's shmini lemiluim. It's a hemshech of shivas yemei miluim over this first 7 days. In other words, like the Rebbe brings that Moshe Rabbeinu did many avodos on shmini lemiluim as a hemshech of the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was doing all the avodos in the 7 days beforehand. But then there is also the aspect of Shmini Lemiluim, which is the beginning of a regular operating Mishkan. Elamai, that this second aspect of Yom Shmini Lemiluim, which is the fact that Mishkan is operating normally in a way of Kodshei Doiris, and in the most established with all the mitzvahs that are Doiris, really this Gufa is the first time, and that's where the Chinuch aspect comes in. That's where we're going to be saying, oh, we finished Miluim, the 7 days of Miluim, and also we passed the avodos that are related, that are done in the 8th day of Yom Hashmini Miluim as a hemshech of Shivas Yemei Miluim, as an unusual Hiroas Shah kind of day. And we are now starting a new thing, the first day of established Mishkan. So that is Gufa, a type of Chinuch, that's a new beginning. So in other words, we're going to have three stages even before we come to the fourth stage is Kamuvan, the Mishkan that is really operating full-fledged. But the three stages that we already discussed here is, number one, Shivas Yemei Miluim. Number two, Yom Hashmini Lemiluim, the way it is related to the Shivas Yemei Miluim. In other words, the way it is going to be in Yom Hashmini Lemiluim, special mitzvahs, special avodas, done in an unusual way. And then there's Yom Hashmini Lemiluim, the way it's working, operating the way just like kachshei doyros, but it's not a regular kachshei doyros because it's the first time. It's a chinuch of kachshei doyros. So these are the first, the three stages, and the fourth stage kamuvan is when things take off and we're past also the chinuch, and that's where everything is done. Timidim kesidra. We did not discuss the meshicha, the meshicha stage, which is mekadesh the klisharis and the mishkan. Mentioned in Seif Ches, we're going to skip it in this shiur. The whole Meshicha stage is not really necessary for the Hemshech HaNyonim and the Sicha. So the Kiddush, Kedushas HaKlisharis and of the Menorah that the Rebbe brings out with the Meshicha paragraph, we're going to skip for now. So Kaponim, as of now, we have Shivas Yemei Miluim, we have Yem Hashmini Lemiluim, the way it's a Hemshech for Shivas Yemei Miluim, and then we have Yem Hashmini Lemiluim, the way the fact that it's the first day of Reglav Eidus. Now we're going to turn back to the Sicha. And we're going to see that the Rebbe is basically navigating between these aspects, showing what's going on between Moshe and Aaron, and regarding that Lokas HaMenera. So the Rebbe is asking in Siv Zayim, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to find a Aveda to give to Aaron and label it as the Chanukas HaMishkan of Aaron, the special Aveda that Aaron is being Mechanech, why was the choice Dafkan Menorah? There's other things that Aaron HaKoyen is the one does it, like Mizbeach HaPnimi, or the Mizbeach HaChitzin even. Things that Aaron HaKoyen could have done as a Chinuch. Mizbeach HaChitzin, sorry, that's the Nisim we're taking. So Aaron HaKoyen could be given Mizbeach HaPnimi. Why is it only the Menorah? So on that, the Rebbe answers That Rebbe answers that. The Rebbe's answer is that we have to differentiate between the Menorah and the Ketores. And the Rebbe here brings the Sicha in Chelek Vav, a long Sicha, where the Rebbe explains that, according to Rashi, the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu did the Korbanis, Korban Tzibur, Korban Tomid, and Ketores on Yom HaShmini LeMiluim was a Hemshech to the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was doing it all the 7 days of Yom HaMiluim. Now, the Rebbe explains, Barichus Deo, what's the Hechrich? And the Rebbe learns how the Ketores and the Mizbeach Hachitzim were punked, were done just like Kodshei Doros, but they were done by Moshe Rabbeinu as a hemshech of the fact that he was doing it all this Shiva Simea Miluim. So, Mitzad Echad, we left the 7 days of Miluim, we're doing it as a beginning of the established Mishkan. But who's doing it? It's Moshe Rabbeinu as a hemshech of the fact that he did it for all the 7 days. So, in other words, we're going to have Ketores and Mizbeach Hachitzim, the Korban Tomid and Mizbeach HaKetores, that are kirech mikan mikan. In other words, on one hand, they are not given to Aaron, rather they're kept by Moshe Rabbeinu as a hemshech of the Shiva Simea Miluim. So Aaron HaKohen is not allowed in that field because Moshe Rabbeinu is doing it as a hemshech. But mitzad sheni, Aaron cannot take it from there and say, I am going to be the first one doing it as a kodshei doiris, as something done, as the first one doing it for the rest of as the first one starting the Tmidim Kesidrim of the Mishkan, in regards to the Ketores, for example, that's not going to work because Moshe Rabbeinu already did it and started it on the first day of Yom HaShmini LeMiluim, on the first day of the Mishkan being established. So Moshe Rabbeinu on the first day of the Mishkan being established is making a Ketores in the morning, and in the morning Moshe Rabbeinu is doing it al sageder al sadin of kodshei doiris, of the regular Ketores being brought every day. Asher lochein, Aaron HaKohen comes and he has nothing left. Moshe Rabbeinu already started doing the Avodas HaKetores, not anymore in the 7 days of Miluim, rather in day one, in Yom HaRishon, in Yom HaShmini LeMiluim, which is really the first day of Nisan, the first day of the Mishkan being established as a Mishkan, permanent Mishkan. And therefore, Aaron HaKohen is not left with the Ketores to inaugurate, because Moshe Rabbeinu already started doing it as a Tmidim Kesidram Ketores. Here comes the Rebbe and his Mechadish, that the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu we find was Madlik the Menorah, and al derech ze, he put Lechem upon him, although it was Sunday. The fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was lighting the Menorah in the morning, which is, this is Gufa, is a whole people of the Rebbe to be Mechiach that it was in the morning, but the Moshe Rabbeinu was Madlik the Menorah in the morning of Yom HaShmini LeMiluim, and he put up the Lechem Aponim, although it was on Sunday. These two things Moshe Rabbeinu did as a Yiras Shal. These two things have nothing to do with the Vayter Dike, with the Tmidim Kesidram of the Mitzvah Samenera and the Mitzvah of Lechem Aponim. It was a Yiras Shal. And this is being done as a part of the Yom HaShmini LeMiluim that has nothing to do with the fact that it's starting the Mishkan, also permanent Mishkan. Asher Lochein, says the Rebbe, when it comes to the Menorah, and the Ha'ara, the Rebbe explains why Lechem Aponim is not, Ha'ara 44, the Rebbe explains why Lechem Aponim is not an option. But when it comes to the Menorah, Aaron HaKohen now is given an opportunity to be Madlik the Menorah at night, Bein Arbaim, in the evening, as the first one to do it, as Adlakas HaMenorah of Kodshei Doiros, of the regular permanent mitzvah of Adlakas HaMenorah. And why is this, says the Rebbe? This works only according to Rashi, who holds that the mitzvah of Adlakas HaMenorah is always only in the evening and not in the morning. So the fact Moshe Rabbeinu lit the candles of the Menorah in the morning of Yom HaShmini LeMiluim, that was a Yiras Hashoah, and that's why Aaron HaKohen was the first one in Yom HaShmini LeMiluim to do a mitzvah of Menorah in the fashion of Kodshei Doiros. So he's the one inaugurating, and that's why we could give him the chinuch. Now, Al Pi Zeh, once we understand in Sif Zayin how well the Rebbe explained why Ketores is not an option for Aaron to get and do as a chinuch. Why? Because Ketores in the morning of Yom HaShmini LeMiluim was done by Moshe Rabbeinu as a kodshei doiris in the same exact fashion and min hadin of a kodshei doiris, of Ketores, the proper way. So the Rebbe explained it so nicely in Siv Vav, in Siv Zayin, sorry. The Rebbe just explained to us why Chanukas HaMenorah is the chinuch that Aaron could take, because he's the first one doing it in a permanent way, as opposed to the chinuch of the morning of Moshe Rabbeinu. Why doesn't apply to Ketores? So we go back to Sif Vav and try to understand what was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chiddush. Why do you need such a chayecha? The Rebbe says the Eibishter has to make a shvuah and the Eibishter has to be mechadish, that although Moshe Rabbeinu lit the candles before Aaron, Aaron's Akoyan Hadlaka is going to be a Hadlaka. In other words, what's the big chiddush of Aleph, of the first Nekuda in Seif Vav, where the Rebbe explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to be mechadish, that the Hadlaka of Moshe was, or the Hadlaka of Aaron was considered a chinuch, although Moshe was madlik. In Siv Zayin, we have a very clear explanation, very poshut explanation. Moshe Rabbeinu's Hadlaka in the morning had nothing to do with the Hadlaka HaKavua Ledoyus. So this is a obvious question, and the Pashtos, the answer is that we have to realize that in Chinuch, the klalim of Chinuch are established by the Eibishter. In other words, like the Rebbe says in the brackets, and see, why was Aaron HaKohen not convinced that he has an opportunity for Chinuch, although he saw that the Nisim are having a Chinuch and for 12 days? The Rebbe says because there was a tzivui, especially it's a different nasi every day, and it was a Veda of Chutz, and it was Veda Ashah. So in other words, the Rebbe is showing us how in Chinuch you need number one Tzivui Hashem, but more than that, because Chinuch is inauguration, is a special, unique thing, by Veda Ashah, things that are different, things that are unique, Veda Ashah, Fakert, they're passed more, in a certain way, it passed more, it makes more sense to say that this is the Chinuch. So in other words, Aaron HaKohen, without the Eibishter telling him that your chinuch, your hadlaka, which is begeder hadlaka ledoyus, you're the first one doing it the way it's done ledoyus, without HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling him that this is what I consider Chanukah Samenera, we would have said, Aaron HaKohen would have said, Faket, Moshe Rabbeinu's hadlaka in the morning of Yema Shmini Limiluim, which is a Kodshei Shah, it's a Hiras Shah, that is the Chinuch Samenera. Just like I see by the Mizbeach HaChitzoin, that the Hiras Shah of the Nesim, the fact that they brought their ketores and all sorts of Hiras Shah special things that the Nisim were allowed to bring on the Mizbeach, that's the same with Chanukah Samenera. Lemaise, the Eibishter decided that he's going to give Aaron HaKohen a chinuch by what? By the fact that he's going to be the first one starting the Avedo HaKvua, the Kvius Dike Avedo. So in other words, we're going to have two paths, two types of chinuch. In the Mizbeach HaChitzin, we say that although Moshe Rabbeinu was bringing a korban tomit and a ketores, he was bringing it as in Yom Hashmini Limiluim, it's the same fashion of kotzer doyus. It was the same exact mitzvah. He was doing it al sadin of kotzer doyus, of the way the korban tomit and the ketores has to be brought every day. That is the chinuch. That is the chinuch of the Mizbeach, until the Eibishter comes and says, no, for the Mizbeach HaChitzoin, I'm going to consider the Nesim Dafke, the ones that are Mechanech. And by the Nenoyda, it's Fakert. The Hiras Shah, the chinuch le-Shah, that the Moshe Rabbeinu did with the unique Hadlaka of the Nenoyda in the morning of Yei Mashmini, that the Eibishter is going to tell Aaron, I'm not considering that the chinuch, rather the chinuch is going to be the kotzer doyus, the hadlaka ledoyus that you're going to be doing in the evening when you start doing the mitzvah kedibay. So lechura, it's not yet so galactic, but as Eidach Menzogen, we're finding basically that sometimes the chinuch is dafke when it's done in the way of kotzer doyus, and sometimes it's fakert. The hiras shah is what you would consider chinuch, and this is. This is what L'chure comes out from the brackets in Sivov, and from the fact there was a Hava Mina by Aaron that his Chinuch Dafke is not going to work after Moshe Rabbeinu does what he does, and the Eibishter had to be Mechadish to him. This is after we learned Siv Zayin, we realize that Aaron Zakoyen's Maskana is only also needs also the Eibishter's Chidush Al Pi HaDibur, that it's going to be considered Chinuch. We could also answer and say that we drop, in other words, Aleph, if we want to be medayik in the end of Siv Zayin, towards the end, in the end of page 97, the Rebbe says, "The Chanukah Samenera mitchilosa, v'sadlokah Samenera is bekvius nor bein arba'im, is glaich von eshten tok von kavas hamishkan duruch given durchar. Und die Chanukah hat sich gezeugen al pi hadibur von dem Eibishter bizing gmar Chanukah Samenera." In other words, b'negeya to the hadlokah Samenera, we could learn that the fact that Aaron HaKohen's Hadlaka is the Chinuch, that's Pashut. that Aranakoyin did not need the chidush from the Eibishter. In other words, we're dropping Nekude Aleph of Seif Vav. The only thing that the Eibishter had to be mechadish is that this Chanukah is being gezeugen, it's being pulled, and being mamshich al pi hadibur, bizin gemar Chanukah Sanisim. In other words, the second Nekuda, the base, which the Rebbe said also in Seif Vav, that's the Iker HaChidush is that the Aron HaKohen's Adlaka goes on for 12 days, not just one day, and that's why he is his Adlaka, his Chinuch, is now not any smaller than the one of the Nisim. But Akoponim, this is just to show that Aron HaKohen's Chinuch and the Nisim's Chinuch are two different paths of Chinuch, and there was a Havamina that Moshe Rabbeinu's Hayroas Shah, the Adlaka, Sanheiros, in the morning, which according to Rashi is Hayroas Shah, that was dafke the chinuch hamenorah, but lemaisa Kadosh Baruch Hu says no. The chinuch hamenorah is coming from the second aspect of the mishkan of yom hashmini lemiluim, which is how the mishkan is the beginning of the permanent midim kesidram avodah in the mishkan, and that is why k'toydis is not an option, because by k'toydis Moshe Rabbeinu already started the hiras the kachay doydis, and therefore by k'toydis obviously there's really nothing left for Aron HaKohen to be mechanech. What's clear from the Rebbe is, in other words, also that in a case where Moshe Rabbeinu's hakrova, Moshe Rabbeinu's avoda is a kachidoris avoda, like in the Ketoris, so there's taken no place for Aron HaKohen to come and receive a chinuch. In other words, the gzeiras hakasul of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the dibur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is only going to work when there's a difference between what happened until now and what Aron HaKohen is going to do. Like in the case of the Neiris, where until now Moshe Rabbeinu was doing it either as Shiva Simei HaMiluim, which is completely not Chinuch as we discussed, or he did it in the morning of Yom HaShmini LeMiluim, which again is Hayroas Shah, because according to Rashi, you light the candles only in the evening. And therefore, when Aron HaKohen comes and lights the candles in the evening of Yom HaShmini, so here we have a new, first kind of Hadlaka, which is a Hadlaka of K'tmidim K'sidrom Al Pi Din, of lighting the candles in the evening. The other option would be if the Eibishter would have given a Hayroas Shah type of avodah like the Eibishter did with the Nesim, and say this Hayroas Shah, this unique and different kind of avodah, is the Chinuch. But to say that the Chinuch is simply by Gzeira Sakosuv of the Eibishter establishing that Moshe Rabbeinu's Ketoides, for example, of the morning, although it was a Ketoides that follows exactly the Halachis and the Dinim of Ketoides Ledoides, of the real mitzvah of permanent Ketoides, and to come and say, look, we're going to take that away and not consider it chinuch, and then Aron HaKohen will come in the evening or the next day and make the chinuch, just because al pigzeira sakosuv, that's the chinuch, that is not an option, and the Rebbe doesn't even consider that. So it's obvious that the chinuch has to have something mitzad its geder, a uniqueness, either the first permanent avoda or a hiras shah, like it was by the Nesim. Kaponim, here the Rebbe in Sif Ches starts analyzing and saying that if this is true, as if Zion, that Aron HaKohen had to, what we just said, if Aron HaKohen had to have something unique in his avodah, the fact that he's the first one doing the hadlaka al pi din with the gather of a mitzvah hadlaka, then this vart is only going to work according to Rashi. The Rebbe says basically why? Because Rambam holds that even in the morning there's a mitzvah of hadlaka, not only in the evening. If the Rambam holds that, then Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was madlik de menorah, although it was in the morning, since it was in Shmini Lemiluim, it was already the first day of the Mishkan being permanently, Moshe Rabbeinu really started fulfilling the mitzvah of Hadlakas HaMenorah, because there's a mitzvah also in the morning. Asher Lachin, turns out that Aron HaKohen is not left with any new kind of avodah with the Menorah. Moshe Rabbeinu already did the beginning of the Tmidim Kesidram of Hadlakas HaMenorah. Now, from this, the Rebbe goes on into shailas that are related to the gather of hadlaka bichlal. In other words, the Rebbe says, "Hagufe." The Rebbe is asking, and here we should really make a hakdama before we get into siftes, which is really touching on yesedus dike shailas in the gather of mitzvah hadlaka. It really starts already in siftes where the Rebbe says ubifrat. The Rebbe says basically that according to the Rambam, Moshe Rabbeinu's hadlaka in the morning is a kiyum mitzvah hadlaka samenero. B'meile, there's nothing left for Aron HaKohen to be mechanech. Ubifrat, says the Rebbe, the way Achreinim are mefarish das Rambam, that the mitzvah is not to light, rather the mitzvah is that constantly the candles should be burning, should be lit. In other words, it's not a mitzvah on the pe'ula of hadlaka. Rather, the mitzvah, according to the Rambam, in hadlaka samanei rabbi chlal, is the nifal, is the fact that the candles are burning. Now, the Rebbe is mitzayin in order 48, different places in the Rogachov Rubekamu Mekoimis, which Pashtus means many other places in the Rogachov's Torah. Then the Rebbe is mitzayin Chidush Rabbeinu Chaim, this is the Chaim Briske, Ala Rambam Shom, which by the way, it's not Mamish Shom, it's a Rambam, it's a Chaim in Hilchis B'Yis HaMikdosh. But, and then the Rebbe is mitzayin Klichem Do B'Kamu Mekoimis. So, the Achroini basically are learning that there's no mitzvah dafke on the hadlaka, rather the ikra mitzvah according to the Rambam is the nifal, that the candles should be lit. And the Rebbe is medayiket even from Sefer HaMitzvahs, which I don't think anyone is any other achrenim is medayiket. This is again something unique to the Rebbe to look in another lushinis in the Ram Sefer HaMitzvahs to see the gather. Now mitzad sheni, it's obvious that when we say that the nifal is the mitzvah, we don't mean to say that there's no mitzvah in the hadlaka. Harai, the Rambam is even telling us when the hadlaka has to happen, right? In Ha'ara 62, the Rebbe brings a medrash pliya that there's a shit in the medrash that they would be lighting, that the hadlaka samneira was once a year. In other words, that's the extreme of saying the menorah's mitzvah is entirely about the light, the fire burning, and not at all that every day they should be going ahead and doing the pe'ulah, the ma'is hadlaka. The Rambam obviously says that there's a mitzvah to be madlik, Sai in the evening and Sai in the morning. So obviously the mitzvah is not just that the neiris should be lit. And that we're going to see also, obviously, in the fact that the Rebbe's people also in Rashi, the Rebbe learns in Rashi that the mitzvah is that the candles should be lit in every night. But obviously Rashi holds that there has to be a mitzvah to light b'poel mamish the candles every evening before the beginning of that night. So the gather obviously is that there is the mitzvah is to light. The mitzvah is the pe'ula of lighting. Rather, it's a pe'ula nimsheches that you have to constantly, so to speak, light. In other words, the pe'ula is not the mitzvah is not the lighting as a one-time act of going ahead and doing the lighting when it comes the time of the evening. Rather, the mitzvah is to make sure that the lighting is effective. Make sure that you're going to be lighting the menorah. In the evening, it means you have to be lighting the menorah in order for the menorah to stand. And therefore, the Rambam learns that it's a mitzvah tmidis. It's all the time. It's a mitzvah that it should be lit in, and not just to light it. In other words, the ikra mitzvah, the point of the lighting is all about the nifal. But obviously, the lighting has to be done every day, every morning and every night, according to the Rambam, according to Rashi, every night. The way the Lashonis of the Achrayim, the Teira Shleimu, Nachum Kasher says it is Tchilas HaMitzvah or Hechsher Mitzvah, and he asks on the Chaim Brisker. The Chaim Brisker says Lashonis of Ein Hechsher Kiyum Mitzvah Zuklal. In other words, there's absolutely nothing about the Hadlaka. And that's how the Reb Chaim explains that hadlaka kshera bezor, why you're allowed to light the candles with a zor, which the Rebbe is going to bring in Sif Yud. So Reb Chaim answers Poshet, because the mitzvah is not about lighting, the mitzvah is about the candles being lit. So who cares if a zor, if not a kohen, lights the candles? That's b'chlal not the mitzvah. The Rebbe doesn't even bring this answer in Sif Yud. And the reason why is because b'pashtus, even according to the Rambam, even if we learn that the mitzvah is that the nifal, the candles should be lit in, we're nevertheless going to require the hadlaka, a special hadlaka, to be the one causing the nifal. In other words, it's a mitzvah on the pe'ula of the act of lighting, but what the act of lighting is about is that the candles should be lit. Ashalochein, you're constantly, so to speak, commanded to make sure the candles are on. And that's why also, like the Rebbe brings in Ha'orah, in the previous Ha'orah, the Rebbe brings from Rashi that Kopsa Zokuklo. Rashi in Menachos learns that if the candles turn off in the middle of the night, a person must must light the halacha is that you have to light them again. So that shows us again that there's a mitzvah in the that's Ha'orah 60, the Chimashma. There's a mitzvah in the fact that the candles are lit. It's not enough that at the beginning of the night you light them. But mitzat sheni, there's obviously the mitzvah is to light them. Every night you have to light them, and like the Rebbe's madgish many times, even when the Rebbe brings the Rambam that the mitzvah is about the nifal, the Rebbe says, Moshe Rabbeinu's adlokah is a Chanukah. In other words, the pe'ulas adlokah is for sure the mitzvah. Elomai, the gather adlokah. In other words, what's pshat lighting the candles? Not the act of lighting the candles. Pshat lighting the candles is having the candles burning. Now, how does this Shitas Rambam come in? The Rebbe says ubifrat. In other words, especially if we learn that the Rambam holds that the nifal is the ikar, so then for sure Moshe Rabbeinu already started the Chanukah HaMenorah, and according to the Rambam, there's nothing left for Aaron to come and be mechanech. What's pshat? If we say that the mitzvah is the act of adloka, Moshe Rabbeinu did the act of adloka in the morning, so he already did it. He's done. He did the mitzvah. L'chura, to bring the Rambam that the mitzvah is about the nifal, that the mitzvah is about that the candles should be lit in, takes away from Moshe Rabbeinu's pe'ul and Moshe Rabbeinu's chinuch in the morning when he lit the candles. L'chura pshat is, the reason why the Rebbe is bringing this is because if we would have learned that the mitzvah according to the Rambam is the pe'ula, is mamish the act of lighting, and the fact that you have a mitzvah in the morning and in the night, it means that the mitzvah of every day breaks up, splits up into two acts, into two pe'ulis. So yesh mokim, to be choker and consider that every day you have to light the menorah, both in the morning and at night, according to the Rambam, really consider it consists as one mitzvah. In other words, it's one mitzvah that has two pe'ulis. Halerech, the Achreinim learn in the Rambam, likris krishma pamayim b'chol yoyim. You have to read krishma pamayim b'chol yoyim. According to the Rambam, is pshat. And Achreinim learn that it's one mitzvah that you're mekayim by saying Krishna twice a day in different times, but you're fulfilling one mitzvah. And if you miss one of the two Krishmas, you did not fulfill the mitzvah of likris Krishma on that day, although you read Krishma in the morning, but you didn't read the Krishma at night. Asher lochein, there's a mokim to say that if we would have learned in Rambam that the mitzvah is the pe'ula, is mamish, the act of lighting the candles, we could have said, look, taka, there's a mitzvah according to the Rambam to light in the morning, and Moshe Rabbeinu l'chore did that. But maybe it's me'akevis, in other words, it's one fulfillment of a mitzvah that goes together with lighting a night. And if Aaron HaKohen gets to light the candles in the evening of Yishmini Lemiluim, so we could say he's the one that fulfilled, that took part in the mitzvah Sadlaka Samaneira for the first time, because Moshe Rabbeinu's adlock in the morning was only half of a mitzvah. So here comes the Rebbe and says, Bifrat, no, Moshe Rabbeinu's Pe'ula, is the mitzvah of adlokah is really not about the act of the morning or after the night. It's twice a day that you have to ensure that the candles, that you have to make an act that the candles are going to be burning. But if the mitzvah is about the nifal, the mitzvah is be'ikir about the candles being lit, so like the Rebbe says, so hot gebrent bayoyim al-edei adlokas moishe, so it's a chiluk from the mitzvah, and b'meile haschol as geder ha-chanukah. In other words, the Rebbe says, you can't leave the fact, if it's adin in the nifal, in other words, the lighting the candles is all about the fact that the candles are going to be burning. So you have to have 24 hours a day the candles burning. If there was a whole meshech zman of the candles burning as a result of Moshe Rabbeinu's hadlaka, so for sure at least you have a aschol as gedera mitzvah. Gedera chanukah, you for sure have a beginning of gedera chanukah. Asher lochein Aaron HaKohen has nothing to gain. L'chura, we could have said the same thing with if Moshe Rabbeinu is doing half of the mitzvah, you have aschol. Yesh la'ayin. Akoponim is someone as berabir. What's this ubifrat? Akoponim, the Rebbe brings this the Dinin of the Nifal here to show us how, according to the Rambam, Moshe Rabbeinu's adloka is for sure a gedra of chinuch, because the ikir is the Nifal, that the candles should be lit in. And Sivtes, the Rebbe brings it again to ask, why are we saying that Moshe Rabbeinu, even according to Rashi, why are we saying that Moshe Rabbeinu's adloka was not a chinuch? L'chura asks the Rebbe, even according to Rashi, the din is not that you should act, you should do the pe'ula, the act of lighting the candles in the evening. Rather, the ikir is that the candles should be burning over a whole night. And that is why Rashi holds, Rebbe brings also in the brackets in the sicha, as ner shekofsa b'emtza ha'layla, you have to light it again. In other words, the din is that the candles should be lit, and that's the ikir. Ibazeh, maybe Moshe Rabbeinu lit the candles in the morning, and from then on, they just went on and could have burnt the whole night. And if Moshe Rabbeinu's adlock in the morning is enough to make the candles burn a whole night, maybe that's already fulfilling the mitzvah of Dloko. And if that's fulfilling the mitzvah of Dloko, so Aharon HaKohen is back to square one. Aharon HaKohen has nothing left in his hands to claim that he's starting to fulfill the mitzvah of Dloko Samenayim. And the Rebbe's answer is answer of Metzius. The Rebbe says that Alpi Metzius, Rashi learns that there was only a certain quantity of oil that you were able to put in the candles. It was always Chatziluk, which is enough for a full long night of the winter, but it will never be enough for the hadlok of Moshe Rabbeinu in the morning to go on and cover up the entire day and night. Ashad Lochein, the candles would have for sure turned off in the middle of the night. And that's why Aron HaKohen hadlok of the evening is necessary for the candles to burn in the night. And that's how he is the first one doing the mitzvah of hadlok HaSamonera. Now what's interesting is that it comes out from the Rebbe Lichura that if we learn, according to Rashi, the mitzvah is that the candles should be lit in overnight, although there is a mitzvah that you should do the hadlokah every evening, but that is not me'akev for us to say that the mitzvah is being fulfilled. If a person lights the candles in the morning and he has the candles lighting enough time until the next morning, so although he didn't light the candles beinu harabayim, based on what the Rebbe is learning, the Rebbe says that he's mekayim the mitzvah because the neders will do come overnight. And here again, we should ask ourselves, but the pasuk says beinu harabayim. The pasuk says that there's for sure a mitzvah. And a pe'ula of adlaka also, it's not just about the nifal. If it would have been just about the nifal, maybe, like the Rebbe brings in Ha'ara, maybe we should have just lit in the candles once a year. And the Rebbe, more than that, the Rebbe in Ha'ara 62 brings from Shabbos, I don't know why the Rebbe says mashma, but the Rebbe says, the Rebbe brings it, Rashi in Shabbos says, k'de ashkechun b'meneira, hadlaka is a mitzvah. The Rebbe, the Gemara there has a chakira. If by Chanukah, what's the ikir if the adok? By Chanukah, what's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is to light the candles or to place the candles? Hanocha is a mitzvah. So by the menorah, Rashi holds adlokah is a mitzvah. What's pshat adlokah is a mitzvah? That the mitzvah is the act of lighting the candles. And the Rebbe's, that's a chura stira to what the Rebbe is bringing in the pnim of the sicha, that Rashi holds kosob em tzalaylo, you have to light it again. And Rashi's mitzvah, according to Rashi, is that the candles should be lit in overnight. But not, it's not so much about acting, doing the act and lighting the candles every evening. So tzorich biur, how these things are going to shtim within Rashi, but it's clear that the Rebbe is learning that the ikir is the nifal sai according to Rashi, sai according to the Rambam. Now, out of 60, we see it even clearer, that the word tamid, that Rashi doch teaches the word tamid, not like the Rambam, that says tamid means kipshutoi, the candles have to be on all the time. Rashi learns Tomid, Tzayin Chumash, and Tzayin in Chagig over there. Rashi says that the word Tomid by Neiris Hamenoira doesn't mean constantly. It means consistently. It means every evening, every night, the candles have to be lit. It's like by Korban Tomid. If Korban Tomid, you're not bringing the Korban 24-7. Korban Tomid means every day, constantly, you have to, consistently, in other words, you have to be bringing a Korban Tomid every day. Al Derech Ze Korban, the Hadlokas Hamenoira means consistently, every evening, the candles have to be lit. Now, the Rebbe is learning that Ha'ara 60, Mashma she'tomid koy al zeh she'doylek b'chol laylo, loy al pe'ula salo b'chol erev. In other words, what's consistent? Not consistent the act of lighting the candles every evening. What's consistent is that the candles are burning every night. But the candles have to be burning every night, all the night. That is the mitzvah, according to Rashi. So it turns out that if that's the case, although hadlaka is a mitzvah b'meneira, it turns out that the Rebbe is not necessarily going to require that the hadlaka is done bein harabayim. It's enough that the hadlaka is done once a day, as long as b'chol laila there's a din of night, every night, again and again, the candles are burning. As long as there's a hadlaka, it doesn't have to be necessarily bein harabayim. Tzorich bir. Kaponim, in Seif Yud, here we come with a whole new sugya that concerns the hadlaka samaneira, and that is what's the deen with the hadlaka ksheira bazar. So there's a gemara that says hadlaka lav avodahi, and from there the Rambam pulled out that if it's not avodah, you could also do it with a zar. Now there's a shining the Ramban, the Ravid first of all, that argue obviously and say no, hadlaka lav avodahi is only regarding lav avodah tamo, and there's other tirutzim. What's pshat in the gemara hadlaka lav avodahi? But in regards of hadlaka ksheira bazar, they argue and they say that no, hadlaka ksheira bazar, you can't have a zar lighting the menorah. Now, there are the shining Echmein the Rambam first of all, but anyone also the Taisis that learn that Taka Hadlaka Kshera Bizar, and somehow we have to figure out when is Hadlaka not Kshera Bizar. Why would we need to fit that? So the Rebbe says because the Pashta Kashas from our pasuk Baalischas Aneiris tells us that Aryan Akoyan is doing the Hadlaka Samaneira. That's what it says in many other places in the Torah as well. So minaksuvim from the pasuk we see that the koyanim have to do it. From the Gemara it sounds like lav avedoi, even azar, even not a koyan could do it. So we have to somehow match the two sources. The Gemara says lav avedoi, which means kshera bizar according to the Rambam, and then you have the psukim. So the kama tirutzim that Rebbe brings, number one is whether it's the first time or from then on. The first time has to be a koyan, later on not. This is again going back to the whole sugi of chinuch and kiddush, which we're not going to get into now. The second answer that Rebbe brings is a technical answer, and that is that you have to bring the fire for the Neir HaMa'arovi from the Mizbeach HaChitzon. From the Mizbeach HaChitzon, only a Kohen could approach the Mizbeach HaChitzon. So for the Neir HaMa'arovi, that unique candle, which is the second candle in the Mizbeach, in the Menorah, that has a uniqueness, that has miracles, v'chulu. So the Neir HaMa'arovi is the one that you have to light tafke from the Mizbeach HaChitzon, and on that the pasuk says Baal Yischos HaNeiros. But the other candles take, it's Kshera Bezor, it's Lava Vedohi, anyone could do it. Essentially also the Neir HaMa'arovi, the Azor could light it up. But you have to take it from Mizbeach HaChitzon, the fire has to be taken from the Mizbeach, so that's why it's not going to work. So the Rebbe explains how, according to Rashi, these answers are not going to work. Why are you not going to answer? Number one, if you're going to tell me the din, the chidush of niskadish, that the first time has to be a koyin. So the Rebbe says again, and that goes back to the sugi that we're not getting into. Here we already have the menorah kedusha. Haimshachim ekadosh eisam Moshe Rabbeinu already, where the shemen amishcha made the menorah kedush. So Rashi is not going to be able to agree with that because apipshuta shel mikra, the menorah does not need to be niskadish. And the second answer that we said, that Neir HaMa'arovi needs the fire from the Mizbeach HaChitzon, and only a Kohen could take the fire from the Mizbeach. So the Rebbe says that's not going to work according to Rashi as well. Because Baal Yischos HaNeiros, Lehalis Bar Neir Tomid, which is the source of us saying that we need to take the fire from the Mizbeach, on which it says Eish Tomid, the Rebbe says Rashi learns that it's not going only on the Neir HaMa'arovi, it's going on all the Shiva Neiros. So these are showing that learn that Neir HaMa'arovi needs the fire from the Mizbeach HaChitzon, and Rashi for sure argues on them. And what's Rashi's opinion, Take, regarding the Mizbeach HaChitzon? So the Rebbe says two extremes. In the Pnim of the Sikha, the Rebbe says that you're going to need to light from the Mizbeach HaChitzon only when none of the candles in the Menorah is on. But if one of the candles in the Menorah is on, even if it's not the Neir HaMa'arovi, it doesn't matter, there's no difference between candles. Rashi learns it's one or the other. Either there's no fire in the menorah, so then you have to start from the beginning, dafke, from a fire in the Mizbeach HaChitzon, and that's when you're going to need a koyin. But any time there's some fire on the menorah, on one of the candles, you could use that to light the other candles. Asher l'chein, comes out that according to Rashi, b'ha'aleischos haneiros, which means the koyin has to be lighting the candles, l'chure, it still does not make sense, since it could be a zor, it could be anyone to light the candles. And you cannot answer that Baal Yischos HaNeiros is regarding the Neir HaMa'arovi, because Neir HaMa'arovi, the Rashi doesn't see in that any different than any other candle. Now, in Ha'aretz 79, the Rebbe says you could also learn, according to Rashi, the exact opposite. That there's no difference between Neir HaMa'arovi and all the other candles in the fact that Faked L'chumra, that all the candles, not just Neir HaMa'arovi, they all need fire, dafke, from the Mizbeach HaChitzon, which according to that, Rashi is obviously going to have to learn that Baal Yischos HaNeiros is the Iker, and you're always going to need a Koyen. And what the Gemara says, Adlok Alav Avedohi, is not a reason for us to say Kshera Bezor, because there's no way a Zor is going to light any candles that need fire from the Mizbeach. A Zor cannot approach the Mizbeach. But the way the Rebbe answers in the Pnim, the Rebbe goes in the gang of Lekula, of the fact that to say that Rashi holds like the Raivin, that essentially none of the Neiros need the fire from the Mizbeach HaChitzon, and as long as you have some fire on the menorah, Asher Lochem, we go back to the Shita that says Hadlok Alav Avedohi, and therefore yes, Hadlok Kshero Bezor, you could also be Metzias, have a non-Koyen light the candles one from the other. Eba Zeh, so what's Pshat Baal Yischos HaNeiros, is that the candles have to be litten by Aaron and his children. The Rebbe says al pi hanal and das vashi kushim mikaro lesson. The whole pasuk of Alisa Saneiris is describing the story of Aaron HaKohen with Chanukah Samenera. The fact that Aaron HaKohen wanted to be the one that is having the schus of Chanukah Samenera, and the Eibishter gave it to him for 12 days. It has nothing to do with the dinim of Adlaka Samenera mitzad the mitzvah of Adlaka Samenera b'chlal. Mitzvahs of Adlaka Samenera are not explained in this parsha of Alisa Saneiris, and according to the mitzvah of Mitzvahs Adlaka Samenera, you love Dafke need Aaron and his children. And that's why it's going to work to continue keeping the Gemara's statement of Adlok Alav Avedohi, the way that Rambam learned it, that it's Kshei Rabizor. Not just the Ha'or in 68, the Rebbe clarifies, Ha'apip Pshuta Shemikra Eino Kushya. In other words, it's not Pshat, we have an issue here according to Pshuta Shemikra, because according to Pshuta Shemikra, Fakert will take the stance of Psukim, and the stance of Psukim, not just Baal Yisra Saneris, but other Psukim also mention always Arin or Arin Uvanov regarding to the Menorah. So by Parshas Aksuvim, there's no way that Azor, a non-Koyan, could light up the candles, and that's exactly what the halacha according to the Ravid is. So by Mele, this whole pilpul is just to try and fit how, according to the Rambam, if the Rambam would have learned Pshat in Torah, in Baal Yisra Saneris, like Rashi, if someone wants to hold like the Rambam, the halacha Ksheira Bezor, and needs to figure how Baal Yisra Saneris is going to make sense, the Rebbe says Mukushim Mikaro Leso, because as the Sicha explained, Baal Yisra Saneris is really only describing the Chanukah Samenera that Aaron HaKohen received b'schus of after Chol Shodaita, the Eibishter said B'chayecho, this is going to be the biggest chinuch.